Attorneys are sometimes required to do tedious work, poring over piles of mundane documents. In 2011, Michael Schubeck was doing just that. He was working a civil case, Eagleman versus St. Francis Mission. The case alleges sexual abuse in the Mission boarding school on the Rosebud Reservation. During the discovery process, Schubeck uncovered a number of letters held in church records that he calls proof sexual abuse existed but was not properly dealt with.
To find that evidence, it goes straight to the heart. It was appalling, and it's really faith-shattering.
The letters span between 1969 and 1973 and mention a number of clergy at the mission, including a brother Chapman. The letters detail how Chapman is found, quote, fooling around with little girls, end quote.
They found him in the basement with little girls, and there were torn panties on the floor. And their subsequent writings said that they knew what was happening because they talked about sending him to a psychologist thinking he was mentally sick. They knew what he was doing.
Schubeck claims church officials broke the law when they failed to report the alleged abuse to proper authorities. He's with the office of Gregory Yates. The law firm is working a number of cases alleging abuse against the Catholic Church in South Dakota Indian boarding schools. Schubeck says the letters were recently added to the public record in a newly amended complaint.
The defendants have fought this as if the allegations weren't real, and to discover that they had this in some dusty file is shocking as well.
But Schubeck says these letters weren't the only evidence found. He also discovered a 1994 letter addressed to a Rapid City diocese official written by a Father Bernard Fagan. Here's an excerpt from that document. Again, a warning. This letter, read here by an actor, contains language that some may find offensive.
While I was director of St. Francis Mission in the late 1970s, I began to experience sexual temptations in a way that never occurred to me in more than 35 previous years as a Jesuit. It began with viewing pornography, went on to masturbation, and even to sexual activity with Native American girls.
The three-page letter goes into more detail. Schubeck says this document shows that Fagan took part in sexual abuse at the St. Francis Mission School while he was the director. He alleges the church had an obligation to report this information to authorities.
It explains something of the Jesuits' reaction to those abuse allegations when they have someone in that position of authority receiving those allegations and was himself an abuser.
The Jesuits who run the St. Francis Mission are listed as a defendant in this case. Officials with the order, based in Wisconsin, refused to comment on tape. They say a legal response is being prepared on the current complaint. But the Jesuits did comment in an email stating that they deeply regret any instance of proven sexual abuse by one of their members and remain deeply committed to justice and healing for all involved. The Catholic Diocese of Rapid City was dropped from this particular case and is no longer a defendant. Rapid City Bishop Robert Grew says he can't comment on pending legal matters, but he agreed to speak about the church's new efforts to combat sexual abuse.
I think the Catholic Church is the leading institution today in finding ways to protect young people from sexual abuse of clergy or just sexual abuse in general.
Bishop Grus outlines major changes and reforms undertaken by the church, including strict background checks, periodic audits by independent organizations, and new processes to properly respond to any allegations of abuse. But for some of those who say they were victims, it's too little, too late. Barbara Dolan and nine of her sisters allege they were sexually abused by clergy in a Native boarding school. She is angry that the Catholic Church continues to fight in court against alleged victims.
It's so corrupt. It's so corrupt that it's unbelievable what is being done here. It's like we're expendable. It's okay to abuse us all over again.
Dolan was not a student at the St. Francis Mission. Rather, she attended a school run by the Blue Cloud Abbey in the eastern part of the state. But she and others allege the letters uncovered in the case against the St. Francis Mission are just part of more widespread sexual abuses that were covered up by the Catholic Church. No trial date has been set in the Eagleman versus St. Francis Mission case. By 2004, more than 80 cases had been filed against the church in South Dakota. Today, around 16 remain in litigation. We'll take a look at that issue on tomorrow's Dakota Digest. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.